guys.
Handsome guys.
Couple of guys.
Sexy guys.
Dan and Ross.
Ross and Dan.
Joss Podcast.
Dan, what have you prepared for me this week? I'm excited.
So I want to get the bottom. I want to get to the bottom of what's the most deadliest animal? Like, if you were going to have...
Ah, Dan, I've actually...
You've done stuff on this as well.
I happen to have done a touch of research on this. But
well, I want
to
find out.
This is marvellous.
If you put... Which animals, if you put together, would win in a
fight? Would
have
a scrap. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I want to work out which would be... Which would come out on top in, like, a gladiator arena.
Yeah. Well, Dan, I've sort of briefly touched on two things. I've got a few wacky animal facts for you,
yeah.
Which I think everyone enjoys. I think when we were a bit smashed the other night, I noted down MILF porn. What is the obsession with an older snatch?
And what is the obsession?
I did a bit of research into that.
Yeah, well, that's good news. I'm excited about that.
Do you want me to kick off with that one?
Yeah, why not?
It's a short one. So I found a paper written by some guy with a PhD. And he is basically the third most popular porn search site. Porn search.
He is.
No, MILF is.
Oh, MILF is.
Yeah.
He is. So he knows what he's talking. He knows what he's talking about.
And also, incidentally, there's 10,000 hits on the Kindle website. So
the Kindle, as in like the Amazon Kindle.
Yeah, 10,000 hits on there.
For MILF.
Yeah.
Have you ever read Literotica?
Not hugely, no.
No, because you can't read. Is that why? that's not the reason.
I do remember there was a good book called Birdsong, which I would recommend to you, Dan.
That's not about... Is that about MILF?
It's about World War One.
Has some very, tangent.
Very erotic scenes in it.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. No. I'm reading it on the beach and was aroused.
Were you aroused?
I had to do the old flip over.
It's really awkward when you're reading a book and then a sex scene comes in. And then you're like Game of Thrones, has a lot of sex scenes.
Yeah.
And you're reading away and you're like, whew. What's going on here? Yeah. Like, I'm on the train going to work. It's like a heavy sex scene. And you're like, whoa.
You look up and you make sure no one's...
I know. And you're like, are people sussing me out? Can they tell?
Oh my God, did I ever tell you about... we were on the bullet train in Japan. The bloke next to us, like 50-year-old man, was just watching some aggressive hentai porn.
No.
Just next to us. And we kept looking over. He'd stop and then
looking over,
and then he'd like start watching again.
But he just they've stopped. I've lost them.
Yeah, but hentai is massive in Japan. Yeah. It's like about a third of their, because like in Shinjuku, it's like this trendy, like weird.
That's that part. You told me about this. The big,
like, there's
big
loads
like
of sex stores there.
Didn't you say that there was like this one that was like five floors of just like sex toys and anime?
I don't know. There's five floors. There's not a third anime. Yeah,
well, that's not
quite a lot of bum sex as well.
A lot of bum sex.
And the funny thing about that is, like, so they, I don't know if you've ever seen Asian porn, but they blur out like the genitals.
The bits,
they blur out the bum, though.
What a shame.
Yeah, they do.
What a shame. Yeah. The best bits, someone would argue.
But they keep the bum.
Do they?
Fully see the bum, yeah. It's
just bizarre. It's weird. Like, I don't understand that. Like, why would you want to watch some, like, blurry bits, you know?
Yeah.
You want to see the action.
You want to see the action. Yeah. Dan, here we are. So why do you think that people are into MILF porn?
I would say it's something to do with the forbidden fruit, right? Because it comes from being like younger, right? And you're like, that's like out of reach.
Mm.
Like a teacher.
It's like your friend's mum.
Your friend's mum, yeah.
Shout out to both my two best mates' mums.
Who
both
are they?
Very attractive.
I've heard
back
one
in the day and currently.
I've heard ones particularly.
Yeah.
Who, which one's that?
Kathy Blackshaw.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Filmed in front of a live studio audience. We've got Tim Blackshaw sat on the sofa.
It's a real pleasure. Well, you're quite right, Dan. A lot of it is...
I heard you've prepared a few things that you like about Kathy Blackshaw.
I've just got a small list.
What's your top 15 favourite things?
Oh, I haven't got time, but I have got 25 prepared.
Just roll them off for us. It seems, I'm looking over now, it seems you've written Big Jugs 15 times.
So the thing with Millport is that a lot of the time the man initiates and the woman is sort of the gatekeeper to sex. Whereas in MILF porn, often MILFs are 2.5 times more likely to initiate sex.
Wow.
And I've growing up with Kathy Blackshaw and Mandy Millings, that's completely correct. So it's been a role reversal for you, Dan, you know? and did you know that, Dan, that 4 out of 5 MILFs have high status jobs? 4 out of 5 MILFs. That's a fact.
You know, I'm into that.
Yeah.
I quite rate when a girl has a high status job.
Mm. And so, you know, this guy's a PhD, so it's all facts.
He's written a PhD on this?
No. Maybe that's what his PhD was in. It just said, like, Steve something, PhD, and I was like, he must have a PhD.
He must have a PhD.
But it was Men's Health was the article.
Because
I also got on a bit of a side tangent and went down the rabbit hole of 10 ways to spice up missionary. There's ways to spice it up now. Don't just think you can go for the classic missionary. You can really hold it out.
What kind of, give me a bit of a flavour of some of the things you could do?
So there's one called the lock and load, which is where
you pretend that she's a girl or something.
So you're on top and you squeeze your legs together.
You pretend like she's an 18th century artillery cannon. You have to like load her up.
Yes.
Sorry, ma'am. Get the cannonballs. They're approaching. I've tried that. It's not very good for either people.
Yeah, yeah. You tried that one,
haven't you? Yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
You've never pretended the girl's an 18th century artillery cannon in the bedroom. You are missing out.
Here's one last fact about which I just thought was quite good. So a lot of it's to do with submission, and also there's a link to breast milk fantasies.
Down.
Have you ever had a breast milk fantasy?
No, I haven't, but we do have a friend who's got a fabulous breast milk story, but
that is a good breast milk story,
isn't it? I
don't think he actually got any breast milk out of it, but he didn't.
Did have a suck on the titties. Oh. It was a surprise one. The basic fact of the story is, I don't feel like I can share. We'll get him on the show to tell you exactly the story.
We need to get Rawls as a guest, don't we?
Anonymous friend.
Yeah.
But he was led into the back of a car anyway, kind of, yeah. Ended up, it's a good one, but we're not licensed to say, but it's one of my favourite stories.
She was really into pregnancy porn.
Yeah.
And he was in the back seat of a car, sort of in a, he got onto her lap like a child and was suckling on her titties.
We've all been there.
And he's just never been guy. There. He's just such an agreeable guy. He's
like, yeah, he's like, yeah, why not?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right,
cool.
I give it a go. Why on earth not?
So that's all I've got on MILFs. Because my take on it was that they're just like generally cast as more voluptuous ladies.
Yeah.
And that's probably why I've been, you know, I've always have been you a bit more into it.
Ever had sex with an older woman?
Not that much older. When I was 24, she was about 29, and we dated for about a year.
Yeah.
So a little bit older. Not super old though. I think when I was younger, I was much more into it.
Yeah,
now the idea of like a 40, 50-year-old woman is not quite as appealing. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's still...
There's still
something. Maybe it's just because you want to, like, tick the box, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
But I don't know. I just don't think it's quite as novelty anymore.
Oldest girl, age difference. I think I was about 23 or something, and she was maybe about 34.
Mm.
Which actually, now that I'm 30, doesn't really seem that old. But at the time, I was like, whoa.
She's seen some things, hasn't she, Dan?
Yeah,
seen some things, man.
Actually, it wasn't the sexy experience that you're led to believe in the porn websites. She was.
Did she have a high status job?
She didn't. I don't think she had a high status job.
Were you submissive?
No, I don't think it was submissive. I think it was more that. I think she's going through some kind of breakup. And we're back to her house. I think she had like 5 cats. It was that pretty grim flat. And I was like, yeah, this isn't how I imagined it.
Were you expecting to be in an ex-husband's home?
Well, you expect that you're like, you know, just over at your best mate's house and then the mum comes down or something like that, right? Or like a, you know, a teacher or something. We have had that story of South African teachers recently being floating around.
Oh God, yeah, that was a good one. I think we could do a full episode on that.
That's
I think there's like a full thing to get into.
So the basic premise of it is there was a teacher in South Africa.
Pretty attractive.
Who's very attractive.
She's 11 out of 10, bro.
And she basically ended up, she's like 29, and she ended up sleeping with like 8 of the water polo team between the, like, over the age of 17, I guess. But like she said, slept with like, and apparently it was going on for like 6 years where she'd like sleep with the boys from the water polo team. Of this.
6 years?
Apparently so, yeah, all boys school. We actually have a couple of friends that know them vicariously.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one word, but know them through.
Played water polo.
Osmosis.
Well, yeah. Played water polo and she was there. He's aware of her.
Yeah, I don't think he was on the same.
There's a great photo of her in the water polo team and the guys who have scratched had sex off with her.
Scratching off the people she has in.
Where were these sex crazed teachers when I was a kid?
Half the boys aren't looking that first. Half of them are just like happy as Harry.
There's one voice note I heard from this South African guy who went to the school. He might have even played on the water polo team, I don't know, but he was like, what was wrong with me as a kid? Why didn't this teacher sexually abuse me?
The bit where he's like, so I don't want to spread rumours or anything, but apparently she had sex with no less than 45 students. Staggering number.
That's a lot of students.
Staggering.
That is a lot of students.
I don't think it's 45.
No, if it was, that's like a large number of the student body. So I think that would be over 6 years.
Large.
Yeah, efficient.
Very, very efficient.
Any more good MILF stats?
Nah, that's about it. Because I don't want to take up too much time. I've got to get to work quite soon, and I've got some animal facts to throw
Let's get
at
on
you.
With these animal facts. So,
do you want to hit the animal facts first, or do you want to hit the agony aunt?
We've got some agony aunt, haven't we? Let's do some animal facts.
Okay. Do you know, Dan, that koalas have the same fingerprints as human beings, and they have caused issues at truck crime scenes?
I read
it online, so it's facts. Here's a good one for you.
Before you move on from koalas, here's a good fact about koalas. Apparently they've got such simplistic brains that if you take, so koalas eat predominantly eucalyptus.
Yeah, they're basically high all the time apparently because the eucalyptus.
That's why
they're so sleepy and just chilling.
They are just chilling, aren't they?
Yeah.
But
that'd be great. Imagine if we were just like on
on some horrendous drug, or not horrendous drug, some smooth drugs.
We'd just be like taking Valium constantly.
But people take coffee and that's effectively a stimulant, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But if we did it the other way,
you're drinking coffee right now.
Just smooth.
You're on the ups, bro.
Yeah.
Anyway, so if you take koalas have such simplistic brains, if you take them from their eucalyptus tree where they're sat on the tree eating the eucalyptus, you pick the same eucalyptus and then you take them and put them in a room full of eucalyptus that's not on a tree. The koala's brain is so simple it can't recognize that it's eucalyptus and it would starve and die.
There are some animals which baffle me, like a panda. Panda was originally evolved to eat like animals, like a normal bear.
Yeah.
And then they suddenly decided, let's just eat bamboo all the time, but they have to be constantly eating bamboo, otherwise they'll die.
So little nutrition in it.
Yeah, yeah. They're quite hilarious. They just roll around.
They do. If I was going to say,
they're adorable. They just flop around.
If Boris Johnson was an animal, he'd be a panda.
Yeah.
Absolutely be a panda.
Yeah. Just quite slow at like making decisions during the pandemic.
Yeah. He's an eucalyptus constantly.
Flopping around.
Flopping around.
Do you know, Dan, the Brazilian wandering spider can give its victim a 4-hour erection.
That's fascinating, but I want to know how far does it wander?
I don't know.
Should I be concerned?
There was a case where one of these spiders got into a Waitrose banana, laid lots of eggs.
In the UK.
And you always feel like, a Waitrose banana is not going to have a Brazilian wandering spider in it. That's what I always said about
Waitrose
bananas.
But the wander's in their name. We should have suspected this.
Yeah, no. Have you seen that Mighty Beast race? He's like, the black bits and bananas, are they spiders' eggs? So there's a bit of truth in that. I don't know.
God, imagine.
Dan Rees, what is the fastest animal alive?
Oh, that's a cheetah.
No,
I know, actually. I know. It's a hawk.
Cut close.
It's a bird of prey, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a... not a hawk. Give me a second. It's like an osprey. Not an osprey, but like a...
You're close. You're very close.
Oh, hawk, osprey. Bird of prey. It's a... Oh, tell me, put me on my misery.
It's a Peregrine Falcon.
Oh, of course.
Peregrine Falcon.
Like Kez. Me and Kez. Me pizza.
Oh, Kez.
And Craig David.
Why did he have our Kez?
Oh, that's funny how much that sketch ruined Craig David's life. Why me and my Peregrine Falcon, Kez.
Wait, did Craig David actually have a Peregrine Falcon?
I don't know.
No, it was a Kestrel, wasn't it?
It was a Kestrel.
Kez. Yeah.
Chris, no, it was a Peregrine Falcon. I like the Kestrel. Deep. Yeah, you're right. Come on, Kez.
Craig David.
It absolutely decimated his career in like 10
Bow
years.
Selector. Why? The whole show was called Bow Selector. The
wasn't
whole
it? Thing Bow was Selector.
It's rinsing Craig David.
Me, I'm Craig David. It's great. And him and his pistol.
His first album was actually superb.
Yeah, it's good.
One of the best selling albums of the noughties, I believe.
He came
and
came back.
It's like him and James Blunt smashed it. And Dido. That was a good album.
Yeah, Dido.
Mate, so right, the Peregrine Falcon can get to speeds of 200 miles an hour.
That's fast.
That's very fast.
That's fast.
Have you ever been? Yeah, you probably have been 200 miles an hour. But like,
yeah, I have. Yeah. It's fast.
It's very fast.
Not on my person though. In a vehicle, I have.
Yeah, mate. Can I tell you about Gentoo penguins?
Yeah.
So, mate, Gentoo penguin. They give each other stones. Is like
yeah,
gifts.
I've seen this.
Isn't this adorable?
Yeah.
Which apparently otters do as well. But
what's the best gift you've given a love interest overseas?
The best gift. For me it was the best gift. So my dear friend Sam Lax comes up to me and he's like, mate, you need to get you can go on Love Honey, you can get the couple's weekend away sex kit. Has over 30 sex toys in it. It's wild. It's only like $200. I was like,
oh. Only $200. In fact, that's an investment.
That is a, well,
some would say.
A strong investment. But the thing is, actually, a lot of the sex toys were quite cheaply made. And you know what my uncle says, you know, you buy cheap, you buy twice. And I think that's the case with sex
toys. Have you
had
to replace them?
I mean, I don't have them anymore, so. But anyway, I thought it was a great idea to individually wrap every single one of these 30 sex toys, which seemed like an absolute bounty for her birthday. I did get her some actual presents, like jewellery, Kindle, blah, blah, blah. Some actual bits and bobs, but she had to open 30 sex toys before she got to the edge. She didn't actually enjoy it that much.
I've just got an image of you chasing this poor girl around your flat, waving two dildos in the air, like, for their presents.
It was absolute chaos. I remember
with a broom.
They were just lying there, and there were just so many toys to deal with. I was like, what do we use next? What about the wands? What about the rabbit? It's just too much to go for. So that's probably one of the best gifts I've ever
that's
given.
That's the best gift, yeah.
Yeah, so there we are. But, mate, so these penguins, some of the females are prostitute penguins.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
So these Gentoo penguins were...
Wait a second, how do you know this?
Because the...
What are you doing with that bag of rocks on the table? Where are you going to rush off to? Work, sure. Rusty's got a big pile of he's got a big pile of rocks on the table next to him.
Smooth pair of penguin rocks.
And a big suit. He's got a penguin suit on. That explains why you're drinking.
I did actually used to have a penguin onesie. I was very adorable in it. I had a penguin one, a kangaroo one, and a tiger. And the kangaroo one used to have a little Joe in its pouch. Great for nights out.
And for holding stones.
And for holding
stones. Oh, that's the kangaroo.
Mate, quick kangaroo one. The red kangaroo can jump 9 meters. That's pretty far.
That's humongous. 9 meters?
9 meters, bro. Yeah.
No.
It's what it said on the internet.
That's bigger than...
Is that the thing which... Is that the one who's amazed you the most?
Nine meters is huge.
I know, bro.
That's obscenely huge. I don't believe that
awesome if we got him in like a long jump competition.
That can't be true. 9 meters is like...
Well, we'll have to double fact check that. But I found
we're in Australia,
online.
So we could probably go...
Yeah, right.
We're find out.
Guys, we're going to get a red kangaroo, and next week we're going to make
it
jump.
Yeah, we're going to see if we can make it jump. Do you know wombats, yeah?
Yeah.
You know wombats, yeah?
Yeah, if I find
They're a marsupial. All animals in Australia are marsupials, and that means that they have pouches.
All animals in Australia are marsupials.
Oh, that's sorry. All mammals are, aren't they? Well, anyway, they have a large number of marsupials here. Ross might be right. Not all
dogs.
Of them. Yeah, but we brought them over.
Okay.
We introduced it, so they didn't evolve here.
Carry on.
But wombats have backwards facing pouches so that when they dig, they don't get any dirt in their pouches.
Oh, that's very considerate of them.
And also they poo square poos. Can't tell you why.
Far out.
Square peas.
Squares, yeah.
That's the thing which has shocked me the most.
Yeah, quite frankly.
That sort of reminds me, you know, when they like grow, have you ever seen when they've grown like watermelons in like boxes and they get like.
And this comes from. Do you know, I think.
I quite like to have a square watermelon. Never had one.
I think I'd like to see a wombat do a square poo after a vindaloo curry, because I think, if I'm honest, it won't be that square. Prove them wrong.
No. Let's test that out.
Next week we'll test that out. I could deal with a wombat. I reckon they'd make quite good pets.
I think they'd be quite cute. Yeah. Mate, have you ever been up to? Have you ever been up to the ski field, Perisherne?
In the winter, but I have in the summer.
So many dead wombats. Like, I'm not joking. Oh, I want to say I saw about 15 dead wombats.
Various
dead kangaroos. But the wombats, they're chunky animals, and they go a bit like, they must go sort of rigor mortis, because they're like,
they've only got little legs
like stuck out, and they have like a bit of a funny facial expression.
They've only got like little legs.
Yeah. Yeah, so
poor little things.
If you want to see some dead wombats, just get yourself up there. Not a problem.
I've seen a live wombat. It was cool. It was on the road, so yeah, probably there's a correlation there.
Yeah. Stay away from the road. Or at least do a road safety course.
Yeah, that's it. We should get the wombats doing a road safety course.
Yeah.
What's the deadliest animal creature in the world, Ross?
I bet it's like I want to say it's a snake, but it's probably like a frog or.
Incorrect.
It's a spider.
It's a mosquito.
Oh, in terms of sheer numbers.
725,000 people die from mosquitoes every year.
Gee whiz. But the thing is, it's not directly a mosquito.
Well, they carry some of that malaria and they carry that dengue fever.
Dengue.
I was so scared of getting dengue fever when I was in Thailand. Yeah. Apparently, it just absolutely wipes you out. And if you get it once...
It really hurts your joints or something, doesn't it?
Well, apparently if you get it once and then you go back to a tropical location, you get it again, you have like a 30% of dying. Like, your chances increase exponentially every time you get it. And the third time, if you get it, you're basically dead.
So you just have to stick to those Nordic locations.
Well, yeah.
You just have to holiday in Sweden.
God, genuinely.
He's so expensive.
Genuinely, if you get dengue fever, you can't go anywhere tropical anymore with mosquitoes. How tragic is that?
Did you hear about Tim Blackshaw when you're getting dengue fever?
No, I didn't. Tell us a story.
So... Tim basically got food poisoning in Thailand, on an island in Thailand. And I was quite smashed and I was getting ready for a night out. And then as we were about to go for the night out, realized that Tim Blackshaw was throwing up loads, been throwing up consistently for about 2 hours, which we hadn't realized because we were pre-drinking. So I was like, oh God, we better take Tim to the ward. We're on this little island in Thailand. Took him there. And I'm not joking, about a 12-year-old came out. He was... theoretically a doctor, like 12-year-old. And anyway, so he comes out and I was like, oh, this guy has no idea what he's doing. And Tim was like, is it dengue fever? And he's like, it could be dengue fever. And Tim was like, is it malaria? And I was like, it could be malaria. I was like, stop putting ideas in the 12-year-old's mind. I was like, Tim, you've got food poisoning. You just need some Imodium. And quite
they possibly, were probably just trying to sell you as many things as possible, weren't they?
I was like, let's just put this boy on a drip. Anyway, so like half an hour later, we're on a speedboat to Koh Samui. I'm still so drunk.
Where were you before?
We were on Koh Phangan.
Oh, and you speedboated to the Koh Samui.
Koh Samui. And then Tim spent 4 days in a luxury hotel.
Oh, I see. Because he was ill. Sure.
Superb hospital, though. If you're going to be in hospital, get yourself to Koh Samui.
I went to one in Koh Phangan, actually, and it wasn't terrible.
As you. Why didn't we go to that one? Why did we get on the speedboat, Tim?
I had to.
So
someone threw a blood test or something. You had to wait 3 hours extra for a blood test. So get us on a speedboat.
Yeah.
It's actually a hospital for nose jobs and titty jobs.
Hospital for nose jobs and titty jobs.
It was a cosmetic surgery, Tim said.
Is that why you were there, Tim?
That's where I got my new nose.
Tim came out with a fabulous new nose. Yeah. I quite rate getting on a speedboat. That makes the whole thing way more fun.
Yeah, speedboats are quite round.
I had to go. I ended up with this weird rash in Thailand. Don't know what it was.
Where was it?
It's gone now. That's actually true.
Yeah,
I had a weird rash on my body, not on my persons, on my body.
Yeah,
and I had to go get some weird cream for it.
Fair enough.
It's gone now, though, everybody.
It's gone now.
That was about 4 years ago. Hasn't returned.
The weirdest thing I got traveling, I got Juan and Jose the hookworms in my foot.
Oh, that's so gross.
Oh, mate. So I cut
my foot. You name them, like, yeah, jolly
well,
names.
I was in Mexico at the time, so
of course you were.
Cut my foot and went swimming in a cenote, which is like a sinkhole.
You're begging for
a hookworm. Oh. And then it all healed up, and took a while to heal up, and it all healed up, and then I looked down and my foot was a bit itchy. So I looked down at it, and it was like,
did you get them removed?
No, well, like, I was Googling.
Are they still in there? Yeah,
just having a marvellous time.
No wonder you love tequila. Come on, tequila, Ralph.
Come on, Ralph. Come on, just a little bit of tequila.
We're so thirsty down here.
I just took some. I was Googling. Like, I thought I was going to have to cut them out. I was like, this is going to be a real story. You basically have like a Yakult shot a day for like 7 days, and they just go. So,
have you seen?
Let's all have hookworms. Very easy to get rid of.
Have you seen the videos on like YouTube of people like removing like bugs from their like who had burrowed into their skin?
Oof. I have seen a couple of those. Yeah, miserable.
Oh, it's so gross. These tiny little holes, and they're like being squeezed out like spots, and then like these bugs are just popping out, and you're like, how is there so many in there? And they've obviously been in there like burrowing and eating the flesh, and it's giving me shivers just thinking about and Google it.
Because I think people are quite keen to, like, people are really into like popping spots.
Yeah,
such juice on, and then just loads of spiders come out.
Before we move off on these deadly animals and just mosquitoes, do you know what they're trying to do to get rid of mosquitoes?
Is this Bill Gates, Mr. Bill?
Well,
Bill Gates.
Arrest Bill Gates. They're thinking of, I might have mentioned this before, but they're thinking of breeding the mosquitoes. They're genetically modifying them with the new CRISPR, which I'm really into recently.
Isn't it so that they only make male ones? So,
yeah.
And they're also finding a thing, it's like a weird thing, which it's like a, almost like a Wi-Fi signal, which like brings them in.
Yeah.
That's like another thing they're looking into.
Yeah.
I don't fully understand how it works.
But my issue with that is, and I don't live in a country where there is mosquitoes here, but they don't carry dengue fever.
Yeah.
But the problem with that is we're assuming that mosquitoes aren't important for ecosystems and food chains.
I think they have researched it, but they don't think they are.
I know, but they've said that.
Tim Blackshaw on the sofa over there is saying they're not.
But that's it. No, but the thing is,
the Oracle
Do we fully understand their position in the food chain?
Tim says yes.
Tim's saying eradicate them, but I don't know.
If it's it is killing 7,000 people a year. Also, like having to put DEET on your skin every time you go on holiday.
It's annoying. It's annoying.
It's a story.
Like I appreciate all that, but
have you taken antimalarials aerials before?
No, I've not. Fuck you up, don't make you shit.
I got slightly funky dreams when I was like going off to sleep. I feel like someone's whispering in my ear.
My point is, I feel like humans are we approach the sort of ecosystems quite arrogantly. We're like, oh, we know what they do. Yeah. Actually, we don't, because there's all these like small variables where they all meet and interact that we aren't there for.
Yeah,
and you know, it's probably only one guy with like a notepad who's sat in a bush for 4 weeks going out.
The thing is, though, Dan, we've messed with ecosystems before and we're still alive.
So we are, yeah. But
this is one I kind of feel ecosystems like can't dab
aren't. The ecosystems aren't. Anyway, let's move on from ecosystems.
Dan, it was a fact in Sapiens. I don't know if this has been fully fact-checked, but he says half of human beings that ever lived have died because of mosquitoes. Now, can that be
half
true?
Half of humans said, ever lived.
I remember reading that and being like, that's bonkers.
That can't be true.
What about old age?
And violent crime.
Heart disease. What about that violent crime?
Unless you count that as violent crime against a mosquito.
Do you think there's any truth in that?
I'm pretty sure
I read it in Sapiens.
50% like, seems high.
I was like, that is whopping. That's high. A whopping figure.
What's the, give me an idea of what other animals do you think are pretty deadly?
So you've got your snakes, your hippos. They're pretty dangerous.
Hippos are dangerous.
Hippos can run faster than us.
You know what?
Did you know?
So I always thought hippos were the most deadly animal.
Mm.
But they're only the most deadly mammal.
Oh, right.
So apparently they kill about 500 people per year.
That's small.
Compared to the 725,000.
Well, as human beings, we're pretty deadly.
Oh, we're probably number one.
We are deadly, aren't we?
Absolutely, we'd be deadly number one, 100%. Yeah. And if you take about the amount of things we kill of other animals as well.
But we kill a shitload of animals.
We kill everything. We're like the most, we're easily the most. Like, get rid of humans. All
how
these ecosystems.
How many chickens do you actually kill? I think the billions, maybe? Maybe not billions.
I think it's high.
Yeah. Tim, can you quickly fact check how many chickens are killed a year?
Oh, God, that's going to be millions.
Yeah.
Before we move on about snakes, though, this is interesting.
Oh, yeah.
50,000 people a year die from snakes.
Yeah, yeah.
And the most venomous snake in the world is the Inland Taipan. Guess where that's found?
Inland Taipan. Yeah, Australia?
Correct. That is found in Australia, the most venomous snake to humans. It can kill a human in under 45 minutes. And apparently so...
That's not that quick. I thought it'd be like a minute.
No, so I did...
It's like some of them are like, this could kill 50 elephants. It's like, that should kill a human being very quickly.
Well, so interestingly,
that can't be the quickest. There's got to be a quicker. Tim, what's the quickest that a snake can kill a person?
It's great. I'm not fact checking. It is because I'm fact checking.
How many?
50 billion
a year.
We kill 50 billion chickens a year.
9 billion alone in the US.
That is genocide,
isn't it? That's tragic, isn't it?
But
I had chicken last night, Ross. It was delicious, which is the worst thing.
They just hoover them into like a
sad, isn't it? Mm. Maybe I should go vegan. But yeah, so I did some filming with a snake.
Yeah.
Where they milk snakes to create anti venom. And what they do to make the anti venom is they get like a little bit of venom from the snake.
Yeah.
And then they put it into a horse, and then the horse builds up like an antibody resistance to the venom, and they slowly increase the venom till they put in like a pretty chunky amount. And then they take the blood from the horse, put it in a centrifuge, spin it around, separate the white and red blood cells. And then they take the white blood cells, and effectively the white blood cells is the anti-venom for the snake. So if you get bitten by a snake, you get pumped full of horse white blood cells.
And because I always see them milking the snakes.
Yeah, yeah. milking the snake.
Milking the snake.
Milking the snake. Choking the heart. But yeah,
so they do that to then inject it into horse.
Yeah, but the inland taipan's venom is so strong.
Yeah.
No amount of venom they can put in the horse will not kill it.
Wow.
So they have to use the...
I'm not convinced that's true, because apparently the most toxic thing in the world is actually Botox.
But
dilute that enough that we can put it into people's faces.
Really?
So
interesting. That doesn't. They're not mutually exclusive, are they?
I don't know. It just says the most toxic thing. Botox.
No, snake. Natural thing, I guess. Also here, they say rabid dogs kill 25,000 people a year.
25,000? So did you ever get your rabies shot? I never did.
I've had rabies, I don't know.
I'll tell you what we should do before we move off
snakes. So 50,000 people die of snakes every year, and it's about 9 people in Australia, I think. Something like that.
Yeah.
Something really, really low. And they've got like, out of the 50 most venomous snakes in the world, I think like 10 of them are in Australia.
Yeah.
And only 9 people die from them. Whereas in India, I think they get like really screwed over. Because what they did in India...
They're just not very snakes-savvy.
This is great. So they've got cobras and stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like, what we should do is every cobra you bring us for us to kill, to get rid of them, we'll give you a certain amount of money. So what they did was they started making snake farms. So these guys have started breeding cobras in their fucking living rooms and have all these cobras there. And they'd be like taking these cobras and being like, oh, here's another one. And they go, oh, here's 5 rupees or whatever. And they go, oh, sick. And then they found out that people were farming snakes. And they were like, well, we're obviously not giving you any money for them. So they just released all these cobras back into the wild. So that was more.
Great cobra. great angry cobra population.
So I did some filming for this with the snake milking. It was really cool. Went into this room, and all these like snakes are in these cages, and the guy was telling me all about the snakes, and there was one cobra, because it's mostly Australian.
Yeah.
It's one cobra, and he's like, whatever you do, do not wind that cobra up, because it's like so strong and vicious that it could break through the glass and come at you. And this cobra's like,
could break through the glass.
Yeah, he was like, seriously, don't. And like this cobra would like, all the other snakes are kind of chilling and not that bothered, and then the cobra would just like rise up and was like fully like. And the other ones that were very interested and quite smart are the taipans, apparently. The others were quite like just docile. The death adder, one of my favorite named snakes.
Yeah.
Apparently, if you look at how far it moves in 1 year, it basically stays in the same spot, and it's like sits by like trails and just waits for creatures to just pop past it, and it jumps out and grabs them. But it doesn't move. Basically, it doesn't move.
Oh, really? So it's like a camper. Just camps a camper. Out.
It is. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
I remember there was one particular snake we saw and...
Trouser snake?
No, not a trouser snake. No. One particular snake we saw and they it was like a spitting cobra.
And
its accuracy is unreal.
Really?
Yeah, like I can't. It is up there like 80-90% accuracy. Like it will get your eyes.
Snakes are goggles. Fucking weird, but also
like,
very cool.
They're so good at hitting your eyes, and like you're basically blind.
I suppose that's also what they must have like evolved to do, is go for creature size, because it's like what the weakest spot on the body, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you can blind it, you can then just come back to it later, can't you?
That's true.
Yeah, yeah. Just quickly here. Do you know we're talking about mosquitoes?
Yeah.
Bats can eat 1,000 mosquitoes in an hour. That's a lot of mosquitoes.
Yeah, but so think about...
So that's all they need to do is obviously there's a risk of getting coronavirus in those areas. But but you can just get
to them.
Just breed bats around.
But this is what I'm saying, right? You know, we're just saying that, you know, mosquitoes aren't important for the ecosystem. But think of these poor bats. If you get rid of all the mosquitoes,
bats can eat other things, apparently.
They can, but if they're eating that many mosquitoes, that's a lot of mosquitoes.
That is a lot of mosquitoes.
You know, that they're eating. So if we take start decimating the mosquito population, those bats are going to be hungry. I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen.
Maybe they just have to sort of stop being such fussy eaters, though.
Yeah, you know? True.
I don't know.
True.
Small part of their diet is made up of mosquitoes.
Tim, who seems very clued up on mosquitoes, is saying it's only a small part of their diet.
Because it's Google who are releasing those mosquitoes in LA.
So apparently it's Google that...
People have sex and they don't...
Who are...
Google doing it.
So apparently Google are releasing the mosquitoes in...
I have no idea.
In California.
Did you just make that up, Tim?
I don't think mosquitoes are a humongous problem in California. Maybe like Florida.
I quite rate that they're a tech company, but also just trying to eradicate malaria. That's pretty wild. Is the malaria in California though, or are they just like they're just annoying? Getting
I think malaria is more bites. Something that's an issue in Africa and
Google's alphabet plans why I can't mosquitoes.
Huh?
Good on them. I mean,
those poor bats though. Anyway. One other thing I'd like to talk about.
I actually think bats are quite cute.
Bats are cool.
Yeah.
And you know what's interesting about bats and mosquitoes is?
Yeah.
They're on like an evolution arms race, because the bats have echolocation.
Yeah.
So they send out sonar and it like bounces around and it picks up all these animals. So the vision's not very good. But mosquitoes are dampening their signal. So they've got a load of hairs that reduce like signals that bounce back. So then it's constant evolution where one's getting better at chasing them and one's getting better.
Which one's Russia? Which one's the United States?
I don't know. I'd like to say that the US is the... But I would say that that's probably more like a bird versus bat analogy, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Because they're kind of equal. Yeah.
They're not chasing each other. Mm. But yeah, so the moths are developing all these ways to like avoid... and there's some really cool ones. I can't remember the top of my head. I remember reading this book on these wacky evolutions that moths have. But one of their key ones is that they have those hairs on them which suck away the sonar.
That's very clever. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I'd like to talk about before we end the show.
Yeah.
Is are we going to do the agony aunt at the end?
We might have to postpone just because I need to jet off to work quite soon.
Well, before we do that, let me bring up the whale.
Yeah, yeah.
So my favourite fact about the whale is whales evolved from a land mammal. So if you look at the way that a whale evolved, and this is funny.
Oh, it's meant to do the hips. They've got like the same hips as
well. So all animals started as creatures from the sea. So everything evolved from the sea.
Yeah.
So whales evolved as a creature that went onto land, had legs, potted around on land.
Potted around.
And then re-evolved into being a seagoing creature.
Wow.
So its legs then turned into things over like millions of years. So they used to be like a mammal that just ate stuff on land.
Wow.
And they would be a bit like a hippo kind of vibe. So it would like come in that water.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
like the amount that some of those animals can hold their breaths is just nuts. Like I'd like to, Tim, can you fact check how long a whale can hold its breath for?
Maybe we should do a full episode on what animals wouldn't fight.
I've got one about a whale.
Oh yeah, come at me.
A blue whale's tongue is heavier than an elephant. Just its tongue.
They're big, those blue whales.
They're big.
Have you been to the Natural History Museum?
Yeah.
It's cool standing by the whale and being like, holy shit.
There was a whale exhibition in the one in Sydney.
Because I've seen the whale.
They had
bones.
A whole thing on whales. And a blue whale's heart is bigger than like an old, you know, one of these old school minis.
I do know. So that's fucking big.
Very big. And you can like, the kids can get inside their arteries and stuff. Jesus Christ. It's pretty wild.
Do you know, horse is massive.
It's the biggest animal to have ever lived.
That's mad, isn't it?
Bigger than any dinosaur previously.
No, that's not true.
Well, no, that's what it said.
Yeah. Really?
They're massive. Like, wow. were there any dinosaurs bigger than that?
Yeah, I thought you got, like, what about the Megalodon?
I still think the blue whale's bigger.
Let's Google Megalodon. What about the movie The Meg?
Blue whale versus Megalodon. That would be quite a fight. Let's Google,
okay, maybe you're right. Look, I'm Googling
Megalodon
now.
Would probably
blue whale is larger and heavier than the Megalodon. He's right. Oh, look, the blue whale is vastly bigger, yeah.
Vastly bigger.
More than 100 weighing... being more than 100 foot long and weighing in at between 90 and 100 tons.
Yeah.
Megalodon only got to 40. He is correct, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely correct. Top points. Can I just quickly touch on one thing here? The mantis shrimp has 16 colour receptors. We only have three. 16 colour receptors in its eyes. I remember listening to a podcast about this, and in the future they think they might be able to...
take the genes and give them to humans.
Like extra cone genes into our eyes so we can see... That's cool. So we can see like infrared and... wow. Ultraviolet.
Do you want to see infrared and ultraviolet? Probably not.
Might see some things you don't want to see.
Yeah, exactly.
It'd probably be a bit too much, wouldn't it?
Like, you'd just be like, oh, come on. Like, no, I'm all right with my vision.
Yeah. I think as well, they were saying that if we had the 16 colour receptors, we'd need like significantly bigger brains to process it all, which is a bit of a faff.
Mm.
Like, you know.
We were going to talk about what animal... is the most deadly animal in like an arenial battle, weren't we?
Mm.
Maybe we should give them a bit more time to this.
Okay, if you, so let's just quickly go for it now. I pick my animal, it's like Pokemon.
Sure. Well, let's go through the top contenders first, shall we?
I pick my animal, okay. I'm definitely gonna put like the Bengal tiger. He's
badass. we'll get schoolyard pick. So you're going Bengal tiger. Should we go for a team of four each? You go Bengal tiger, I'm gonna go polar bear.
Polar bear?
Do you know how big polar bears are? They're absolutely ginormous.
They're bigger than
like
grizzlies.
9 foot. How big a person? Like nine foot. That's huge.
Yeah, that's probably pretty good, yeah.
But they're the most deadly type of bear.
Do you know their fur isn't actually white?
Is it not?
No, they're actually black underneath. But their fur is keeps them warm. Their like actual hairs are sort of hollow. Mm. They're clear and hollow. So they look white, but they're not. So if you if you were to shave a
black
polar bear, which I wouldn't recommend, Dan, but if you were,
I've tried.
He'd be
black as you like. Let me tell you, I've tried. So yeah, they can grow up to 3 meters, which is ginormous, and weigh 450 kg.
Okay, so you've got a polar bear.
Women, the female ones can only grow up to 250 kilograms.
I really think the Bengal tiger would struggle with that.
What's good about the tiger
polar bear versus grizzly bear? Who's having it?
Polar bear.
Do you mean?
Polar bears are bigger by about 2 foot. Yeah,
wow,
brown bears. Yeah, brown bears are, you know, obviously deadly, but polar bears are like seriously dangerous. Yeah, so there's
it's a. Going to the Arctic.
If you go to Svalbard, you're legally required to carry a gun with you if you leave. Like Svalbard's like an island in the Arctic north, just above Norway.
Yeah. You legally have to
carry a gun in case you come across polar bears because they're like just haunting the ice field.
Yeah.
Madness. Habits of brown bear.
Sorry? The polar bears probably all die soon because of the global warming.
It's sad, isn't it, that?
Yeah, that is quite sad.
Brown bears can only get up to 2.8 meters.
Good for the population of Svalbard, though.
But they can get up to 600 kg. That's interesting.
Mm.
Which is 200 kg... heavier than 150 kg heavier than a brown bear.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I've got polar bear. You've got...
I want to change my... I want polar bear as well.
You can't have polar bear.
I'm a polar bear.
Let's look at the stats. You want a Bengal tiger.
Oh, but what about I'm going to chuck a big elephant in there.
Elephants, you know, that's a very smart move because I would have done the same thing.
Elephants can really mess you up.
It's a Bengal tiger, but you know what's good about tigers?
I don't think anything messes with an elephant. It's just like way too big.
No, because they just charge in, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
But what?
And they get those horns, give it a good.
But that's why they've evolved to live side by side with like lions and tigers.
Yeah,
because they're just so large to take down.
Would you chuck a rhino in there?
What kind of elephant would you go?
I think isn't the Africans the bigger one?
African is the bigger. They get huge.
Yeah.
I remember we were going, when we were on our safari, Tyrone Cummings, good friend, which was visited his house in South Africa. And he was absolutely terrified of all elephants when we were in the national park. He said that he'd been charged before as a family.
We got charged when I was a kid.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Yeah, they charged our camper van and my dad had to like reverse really quickly.
Jesus Christ.
My brother, you know, these camper vans are these like little beds at the top above the driver.
Yeah.
My brother got thrown down.
Yeah. So I think...
Didn't die.
I think you might be right with the African elephant, a really good one to have in the mix.
Mm.
Also, I think Bengal, the good thing at tigers is they attack the throat. So they like with the polar bear, they go under and up when they attack, and then they can lock him in the throat, and actually they could.
So because actually a lot of the time, so you might see like two dogs, and often the smaller dog's got such aggression that the bigger dog will.
Yeah.
So just because the polar bear's bigger doesn't mean he's necessarily.
If you look at even like domestic cats, they shrunk down, go low because they're looking to try and get in the throat. And if you look at like the dogs that take down like bears and things, they're all going for the throat. They were trained to, not trained.
I think if I was to have a Pokemon squad, I'd quite like an aerial, an aerial something.
Well, eagles are big, but I'm going to go for a gorilla, number two.
Oh, yeah, they are super strong.
They are mad.
Do you know chimpanzees are apparently 5 times stronger strength-wise than a human being?
Apparently they can clean rip someone's arm off. They're so strong, chimpanzees, I've heard.
They
apparently so, like literally. Apparently, literally, they're so strong they can clean
faces off. They're quite into like the field face rippage.
Jesus.
An arm. They can rip someone's arm off.
Yeah, like clean rip off. Yeah, yeah. Do you think about it, it's not held on that much, but apparently they're that strong.
They don't look that strong though. Like gorillas, they look pretty hench.
Yeah.
Why are they that much stronger than us?
Pound for pound. What's interesting about it is that, these guys produce, male gorillas are producing enough testosterone and things to get like those dense packed muscles.
Yeah.
And they're so genetically similar to us. Like, why can't I just change my genes and get really swell?
Well, they think they have found the gene.
Have they?
Which, And so when these guys found it, all these bodybuilders and people were like messaging them like aggressively, just like, I need to like
get this.
We need to get this.
Hormone.
Like, yeah, we need this. But they think they found the gene which will get you really hench.
Yeah.
But do we need that? I don't know.
Well, so what are you getting?
It would be quite good to get a bit more hench.
Well, yes.
Sack off the gym,
problem is everyone would do it and then everyone would be hench, so it just makes it a little bit pointless.
Yeah. And then it'd be trendy to be skinny.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Tell me this, what are you going for, number three?
Number three. I've got a Bengal tiger
and an
African elephant. I could trigger hippo in there.
That's not a bad shout.
Hippos can obviously run very fast. No one really messes with hippo. Hippos can't get sunburnt. They secrete something.
Yeah, stops them. You'd have us in the long game.
Yeah. Just stay out the sun. You pick your arena.
Yeah. We'll pick
Sahara
our arena.
Sahara Desert.
Yeah.
Come at me, boys.
I'm going to go for Siberia.
That would be quite
that's a good one.
I like the idea, in your Pokemon squad, you have
all the different types.
Pokemon, electric Pokemon.
Yeah.
So I like the idea of what about a crocodile?
That's what I think I was going to go for next.
They're actually relatively strong.
I'd go for a saltwater croc. They are mental.
Yeah.
They are literally...
I like the fact that saltwater crocs, the fact I heard about them, so they think they can just keep growing. So they get to 200 years old and they're 8-9 meters long.
So they've
got a crocodile.
They can get up to 5.2 meters long. That's the largest one. That is huge. And they can weigh up to 1,000 kilograms.
1,000 kilograms?
Yeah.
Jeez.
But they're ambush predators though, crocodiles. Yeah.
So it doesn't matter that they're actually holding a lot of timber.
Yeah, well, so here's an interesting fact on crocodiles.
Probably a bit of holiday way.
Just a bit of holiday. I've had too much.
Little basking animals.
Those little bumps they have on their back. They're perfectly designed and they've evolved so that when the crocodiles are going underwater, they make no ripples above them.
Whoa, okay. Oh my God. So I saw an Instagram video the other day of a crocodile going through water with a massive watermelon in its mouth. And it was just literally gliding. Not the water's moving at all, as you say.
Yeah.
But it was hilarious. It really tickled me because this crocodile had this massive watermelon in its mouth. It just looked very happy.
It's happy. The crocodile, I heard some ominous stories about it. So apparently, as we mentioned, crocodiles, how many crocodiles? They kill about 1,000 people per year. And I've heard a story about, I can't remember what it was, but these guys were trekking through Africa, going down the Nile or something like that.
Yeah.
Kayaking. And this guy came and joined them for a short bit of the trip when they were kayaking.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the ins and outs, but basically these guys dropped down this little thing, the river. So they couldn't get back up because the water was flowing down, obviously.
Yeah.
And as they all dropped down on the side of the river, all these crocodiles just slipped into the water. And then one of the guy at the back who just joined them for a short period, he capsized, and the guys had a short decision what they were going to do. And they were like, well, we obviously need to try and get out of the water as quickly as can. So they're like all paddling out. So they're quite far away from this guy. He capsizes and they kind of get close to shore. And they're like, what do we do? Do we go back and potentially also get eaten by crocodiles and try and help him? Or do we get to safety?
What do they do?
So they got to safety. They were like, well, there's no, we can't get back. We won't be able to save him. Basically, he was underwater. He like caps over and then he's underwater. And I think he was just disappeared. Obviously, the crocodile just chopped.
Crocodiles as well. A lot of the time, they kind of pretty much kill you, but then they take you to their crocodile lair.
They do the roll, don't they? The death roll.
Death roll. Yeah.
Have you seen? There's videos online of the crocodiles doing a death roll, like grabbing someone, doing the death roll, and just pulling their arm off.
So they also like pulling arms. Yeah. They got a really well with a chimpanzee.
Yeah, yeah.
Just sat down.
Yeah. How many arms have you got?
Just sit down with having a beer. Just
like, yeah.
Tell you what, guys.
But they're like 200
ripping off arms.
They're like 200 million years old crocodiles.
Yeah.
Evolved 200 million years ago.
Mm.
Mental. Right. And they're just like chilling out around the north of Australia.
Have they just found fossils of crocodiles which have like bowels?
Well, I think they just evolved and then like they're so effective at what they do they didn't have to, because also they didn't need to eat, like they didn't need to eat that regularly because they're cold blooded. They just get sun, warmth from the sun.
Yeah but they'd struggle in those Nordic locations.
They would, wouldn't they? Yeah.
So depends if we were in Svalbard.
Gorilla and croc would
be useless.
No, I've got the crocodile, you've got the elephant,
hippo, and the Bengal tiger.
But you get your
platform medical squad. I'm just gonna throw like a really aggressive bird of prey in there as well. Sweep down, because imagine like you guys are you know, they'll all be scrapping on the ground and he just come down. Maybe the peregrine falcon coming in at 200 miles an hour, straight into your head.
Yeah
that would do some damage.
Well, that might be quite good, right?
Dan, I need kind of wraps up pretty soon.
I'm going to pick my last animal then.
Your last animal, yeah, sorry.
My last animal, I'm going to go for the inland taipan, the most venomous snake known to man.
Yeah, to be fair. Just get the feeling that like it might not penetrate the skin of my African elephant.
And hippo.
I can just imagine my pet elephant just stomping on him.
Yeah, that's true. And also a bird of prey would be quite good against a venomous snake.
Bird of prey would have him. Yeah.
But think about it, a gorilla swinging around a taipan.
It's a good image. It's a very good image. Can I just give you one last fact just before we go?
Yeah.
Cows have regional accents. There we are.
I like that.
You know what I mean? I like that. On auto mode.
Moo.
On auto mode.
Moo.
They are cows of regional accents. There we are. Done. Anyway, guys, thank you for joining us this week. And we'll be back next week. We might do the agony aunt.
Yeah, we've got some problems which we haven't managed to solve this week due to time. But we're going to help you out.
But we have discussed animals and milfs. So there we are.
Yeah, thank you so much for your time.
Cheers, guys.
Bye-bye.